Good morning, KC. Welcome to Monday. Ariana Grande, I still think it was a mistake for her not to be at the Grammys.
I kind of feel bad for her, and I'll bet she regrets it. I mean, I'm glad that she stood her ground if they really were having some differences with her performing,
right.
But she should have attended because she won her very first ever Grammy. It was for Best Pop Vocal Album for Sweetener, but she didn't get to be there to accept it.
Aww.
That was her moment.
All right, so maybe it was just me because I told you I took that...
melatonin?
Yes. I will never do that ever again, by the way.
Rocket lives in an opposite world. Things that make other people, like, give them energy, it makes him crazy and mean. Things that, like, I don't know, I guess calm other people down, make him excited like a chihuahua.
But it was kind of neat because I was sitting there zoning out. I had to go get dinner. Then I was going to go home and watch the Grammys. And then I get this sweet text from Tara. I'm telling her about it, and she goes, it does the same thing to me. She actually made me feel normal. Teresa, this is like... I don't know what I took.
Rocket, I said we're similar in that. I never said I'm normal. So I don't know how if it made you feel normal.
I don't relate to either one of you. Nothing affects me at all.
It's 93.3, Kansas City's number one hit music station. Paparazzi ain't got nothing on this girl. Teresa's tabloid trash.
Actually, I think I'm the one who is not normal. It probably affects most people.
Well, you don't have that gallbladder that makes you sensitive to melatonin.
Yeah,
so
I have weird issues with, I don't know, my body has all these weird, it like fights things off. All right, so let's talk about the awards last night. Country artist Kacey Musgraves celebrating a big win at the Grammys. She took home Album of the Year, Best Country Album for Golden Hour. She also won Best Country Song and Best Country Solo Performances. Childish Gambino won big as well, Song and Record of the Year, but was not there to accept. Just like our very own Steve Serrano predicted, Best New Artist went to Dua Lipa, or he likes to call her Dua Lipe.
She's beautiful, by the way.
I know. If you missed it, here are all the big winners from last night.
Best Pop Duo or Group Performance. And the Grammy goes to...
Shallow, Lady Gaga, and
for Song of the Year.
This is America.
For Best Country Album.
Golden Hour, Kacey Musgraves.
For Best Rap Song.
God's Plan.
For Best R&B Album.
Congratulations, her.
The Grammy Award for Best Rap Album.
Invasion of Privacy, Cardi B.
The Best New Artist.
Dua Lipa.
Record of the Year.
This is America, Childish Gambino.
The Grammy for Album of the Year.
Golden Hour, Kacey Musgraves. Pretty good night overall. I mean, there wasn't anything super spectacular. This was kind of a cool moment when Alicia Keys, the host, brought out very powerful women, Lady Gaga, Jada Pinkett Smith, J-Lo, and Michelle Obama. They were very excited to see her on stage.
From the Motown Records, I will out. From the Motown Records I wore out on the South Side to the Who Run the World songs that fueled me through this last decade. Music has always helped me tell my story.
The only really awkward moment that I noticed was when Drake won for Best Rap Song and he gave a cool speech about how, you know, your talent isn't decided by an award, and then they cut him off.
You've already won. If you have people who are singing your songs word for word, if you're a hero in your hometown, If there's people who have regular jobs who are coming out in the rain, in the snow, spending their hard-earned money to buy tickets to come to your shows, you don't need this right here, I promise you. You already won. But...
Next, a special Grammy performance by Diana
Ross. Applause. Here's what I'm about to say, but this is really awesome.
No, that was a long pause. I don't blame the technical person.
All right, some of the big performers of the night, Shawn Mendes, Miley Cyrus. Did you guys like that one?
I loved it.
She was on stage all night.
I know. I was just going to say that. She did so good last night.
Mm-hmm.
I happened to see someone's Instagram. I think they enjoyed a little Red Hot Chili Peppers, Post Malone. Did you like that one, Tara?
Teresa, all my wildest dreams came true. I love that so much.
Remember that time Red Hot Chili Peppers came to town and Tara was really excited, but then she forgot to go see them. And the next day she's like, oh no, was that last night?
I still have PTSD from that. We don't need to talk about it.
Big tributes to Aretha Franklin, Diana Ross. Dolly Parton is what everybody's talking about. I wasn't crazy about Katy Perry's part.
No, I was the same way. For sure Dolly was lip-syncing, right?
No.
I don't know. When they were all out together, I thought she was totally lip-syncing.
I don't think so.
I love Katy Perry. I just don't think her sound is right for that.
It's not. Everybody else had it so much better. I love it when she sings with Miley. That's awesome. And I really liked it when Alicia Keys came out with two pianos and did "These Are Songs I Wish That I Had Written."
That was
really
cool.
Awesome.
Yeah.
All right, so in kind of other news, during the Grammys, I don't know if you noticed, but they released a new trailer with a little more footage from the live-action version of Aladdin that comes out this year. And for the first time, we got to actually hear and see Will Smith as the genie.
You really don't know who I am. Genie, wishes, lamp, none of that ringing a bell.
Most people thought it was very unsettling and weird. I'm one of those people.
Why didn't they just use Robin Williams and CGI it? I don't know. Why are they using Will Smith? Love him, but not for this.
I don't know. But my favorite story of the weekend was that Jennifer Aniston had a 50th birthday party and Brad Pitt showed up. Sources say they hugged, they chatted for a bit. Tons of other stars were there too, like Lisa Kudrow, Courtney Cox, George Clooney. Who cares? Brad Pitt came to her 50th birthday party. I like to think they had a 50th makeout session and we just aren't going to hear about
for it. For 50 minutes.
Exactly. Also, the Lego Movie 2 was number one at the box office with $34.4 million. Tabloid Trash brought to you by Mid-American Regional. Never finished that degree? Want to get back on track in 2019? KC Degrees can help. Get enrolled, stay the course, graduate. All services are free. Visit kcdegrees.org.
All right, we start this contest next hour.
For decades, they've filled our spirit with phrases of love and given our taste buds the flavor of chalk.
Ew.
But this year, Mix 93.3 mourns the loss of Candy Hearts, a Valentine's Day staple.
No!
So we thought we'd make a Candy Heart match game. With 30 doors and 15 prizes, including a Capitol Records flyaway, cash, a brand new 50-inch TV, an Amazon Alexa, and tickets to Cardi B, Shawn Mendes, Backstreet Boys, and much more.
Happy Valentine's Day.
Winning is simple. Just listen each weekday during the hours of 7, 11, 1, 3, and 5 for a chance to be caller 9 and open up two doors. Then just match a Candy Heart phrase and win instantly. It's the Candy Heart Match Game with only Kansas City area winners. From the radio station that knows you have hot lips, Mix 93.3.